and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. I'm here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
We're here to unleash your God-given purpose. Does marriage with domestic violence that leads to divorce mean your potential for a healthy and fulfilled life is diminished? Our guest today, Cheryl Whitbeck, has experienced the grace, healing, and restoration of the Lord. But it wasn't easy. It even included, in her words, being desensitized and making bad decisions, which led down a path that distanced her from God. It was, however, part of a process that brought her back to the Lord. She joins us to share her journey of faith. Oh, dear friend, if you have ever felt like the floor on which you're standing has collapsed, and you are down looking up and wondering, is there any hope for me? Cheryl Whitbeck is here to remind you, indeed, indeed, dear one, there is hope. And you know, that hope is found in Jesus Christ. There is a three-part harmony of resonance that we would share, that indeed that is so, that Christ loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. Yes, your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the resurrected Christ, the living Christ, has brought about resurrection in Cheryl's life, and he can indeed do so in yours as well. Would you bring your heart? Would you open your heart and bring your situation to the Lord who can resurrect that which is dead, and he can bring it back to life? Cheryl Whitbeck is the station manager of Trinity Broadcasting in Hawaii. She has two sons. Cheryl, welcome to our show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Aiea, Halawa Heights.
What was it like growing up there?
It was fun. It was good. We had a good life. We didn't want for anything. All our needs were met. I went to private school. I didn't want to go to private school. I wanted to go to public school because all the friends and neighbors went to public school, right, in the neighborhood. And I had to go somewhere far away and make new friends. And that wasn't always so easy for me.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say, Cheryl, influenced you most in your growing up years?
My growing up years? That's not a real easy question because I haven't been thinking about it. In my later years, it was my cousin. My younger years, I really admired from real small kid time. I really admired the nuns that were the teachers, and I used to. When I was in kindergarten, especially, when I went to school and they would teach about religion, and I would come home, and I have a brother that's 1 year younger than me, and he wasn't going to school yet. So I would come home, and I'd get the little chalkboard thing out, and I'd start teaching him everything the nuns taught me that day. You know, so, I was kind of a loner. I like to read a lot.
What was it about the nuns that so inspired you?
I think it was just their devotion to God. I was so taken by that, you know, and so that I just loved God in an early age.
Mm-hmm. And what about your cousin?
That came much later in life. Yeah, that was kind of in the 80s.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I grew up Catholic. Mm-hmm. So we were always in the church from day one, you know, from baptism when I was a baby and all the way. And then, of course, I was at Catholic schools and all of that. So I grew up a Catholic. And that's pretty much all the way till, I'd say, the late, no, probably in the 2000s, mm-hmm. Did I venture out from there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get into television broadcasting?
Oh, my goodness. That is a whole story on itself. I had no thoughts of being in TV, none at all. Nothing to do with broadcasting. I guess this is my testimony as how I came to Trinity Broadcasting. I had been working for a Fortune 500 company in management, and it was in the 1999 when a lot of companies were downsizing. And I was one of the ones that got downsized. So, you know, they gave me a great severance package and all of this. And I had been praying. One thing I forgot was that 6 months prior, I had started praying, Lord, I think I'm getting burned out at this. And I really need, you know, to do something else. And I really want to do something for you. Excuse me, more directly in line with you and ministry and that kind of thing. And so when it hit me, it was a surprise when they came to me and said, you know, we, you know, no longer, we're going to lay you off and this, this, and that. And it came as a shock and a surprise. I had a mortgage. I was a single parent. I had two boys in Catholic school, in high school. So that wasn't cheap. And so that wasn't a very good time for this to happen. But I had forgotten that 6 months prior, my prayer, that, you know, that I prayed. Mm-hmm. And so it took me a while. You know, I went through all the emotions of what? How can they do that to me? You know, and what am I going to do now? And all of this. And then when I came down off my high horse, I finally realized that I had prayed for this. So why was I getting so upset? You know, God had me. And why didn't I believe that? So I did all the things that you're supposed to do, you know, did the resumes and went out. And there were actually job interviews that I went on, not too many, I'd say at least maybe one or two, that I thought, oh, I've got this. This is what I want to do, you know, and this is, I'm expecting that call. And the call never came. So I continued on. And then one day, this a person that was on my staff when I was with the former company had called me and said, did you get a job yet? And I said, no, I didn't. And she said, well, go down to this place. My father's hiring. And I said, for what? And I really didn't understand where she was telling me to go or anything. And she said, oh, they're looking for an admin assistant. And I said, well, that's not really my skills. And, you know, I don't think so. She said, no, you have to go. You have to go. And I said, and we went back and forth on this for a while until I finally said, okay, let me mail you my resume. Have your father look at it. If he still wants me to come down, now this is a Friday. If he still wants me to come down, I'll come on Monday. You call me up, I'll come on Monday. So I did. And Monday morning, she calls and said, he said to come down. So I said, okay. So I went and I took a friend that I thought was more suitable for the position.
You're not gonna miss the opportunity to help somebody in the
exactly,
process.
Exactly, right? You know, somebody out there needs a job. That wasn't for me, so it probably fits somebody else, right? So I took the other person with
She's
me.
She's exercising management already.
There you go. Exactly. I never thought of it like that.
that's intrinsic to her.
So we went down and we met with the, they were going through a transition at the time. So we met with the person that was going to be the station manager in a few days, I guess. And it was the weirdest interview I ever went to. We sat in the conference room And the whole time, he just talked and gave us his testimony. And
no, her, your friend's father.
Yeah, gave yeah. You his testimony. Didn't ask anything about me or, you know, my friend or any of this or skills or anything like that. And I must have been there at least over an hour, just listening to his testimony. So when we walked out, we both just kind of shook our heads like, what in the world?
So it ended. It ended.
That was it.
It was basically a monologue, not a dialogue.
Yeah.
and then you can leave after.
Yeah. Right. So that was just the strangest interview I ever been on. So I didn't think much of it. I wasn't expecting a call. I didn't, you know. And a few days later, I think I was at somewhere else, and I came home, and on my answering machine, there was message after message after message. Please call us. Please call us. We need to talk to you now. Please give us a call. Please, can you call? And I was thinking, wow, what in the world? So I called, and they wanted me to come in for another interview. So, of course, I said, you sure it's me, not my friend?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now... Now, in this moment of levity, we think about, I mean, I'm wondering what the next interview would be like. I mean, you got to buckle.
I'm wondering if she's going to go, Danny.
Yeah, you're right.
And what friend she's going to take with her this time.
And if she goes, she doesn't have to buckle up. She needs to buckle in because you can probably anticipate what it might be like. But I don't know. Cheryl Whitbeck, you need to explain that when we come back from our break. What happened? I mean, this is, you know, the previous interview was a monologue, and she and her friend, who she invited to come because she thinks, hey, this job is not for me. I think it's more suitable for you. You come along, I'll bring you. Maybe they'll hire you. And then she goes back home. This is a few days later. She's being bombarded with messages. I wonder what that second interview was like. Well, we won't have to wait long. She'll share what took place. But consider, dear friend. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. A word from the Lord. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, what if you needed a job? You were in a situation where, hey, that's what it was. You needed a job, but then you started going into a kind of experience where you were in the twilight zone. You don't know what kind of interview this is like, how you're getting called, why you're getting called back, how you're being bombarded by messages on your answering machine. Truly, truly, in your experience, it was out of the ordinary. What would you do? Would you be more interested? Would you be open to it? Our guest today, Cheryl Whitbeck, well, she had us on the edge of our seat, figuratively speaking, because of the experience that she had. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Hey, first of all, we thank you for joining us. It's a blessing to have you with us. And if you'd like to find out more about our program and the resources that we have available for you, or hear this program in particular, you can get the free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Cheryl, take us back. What happened on that follow-up interview? Did you go?
Yes, I did. I did go. It was more of the same. I still came out of the interview bewildered as to what is going on here. No real desire to work there. I don't think I even realized the scope or really where I was. And at that time, it wasn't Trinity Broadcasting. It was All American Network, which was a station owned by Nikki Cruz and Sonny Argonzoni. Mm-hmm. And then Trinity bought us out later in 2000. But anyhow, so more of the same. Went home, and a few days later, got a call. And the station manager told me, I got great news. And I thought, okay, you know. I wasn't that thrilled. I was like, okay. And he says, we're going to offer you the job. And we're going to pay you $9.50 an hour. And my jaw dropped. And I was about ready. I mean, you know, what's running through my head is I have two kids in St. Louis school. I got a mortgage to pay. I'm a single parent. And I can't operate on $9.50 an hour. And I heard a voice say, just take it. Wow. I was about to say no. I was about to say thank you very much, but I can't do that. And the voice said, just take it. So I said, okay. And then we made arrangements for when I would come in again and, you know, do all the paperwork and that kind of thing. So when I hung up, I said, Lord, there is no way. No way. So you're going to have to carry us. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how you're going to do it. But you got to do it. You got to do it. And I will tell you, Danny and Suzanne, I have never been late on any bill. I have never owed any man anything. And wow. We made it.
So the question arises, how? How did that happen? I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, we hear you saying it, but how did the Lord move through your situation for that to take place?
You know,
describe for us what happened.
I couldn't figure it out on paper. You just can't figure it out on paper. Within a year and 3 months, I became manager. And but during that year and 3 months, I moved from admin assistant to production manager, and each one came with a raise. But I still tell you that even if you looked at that salary, you would still not believe how I could have done it. I cannot tell you. It's the Lord. I cannot tell you. Hmm. I cannot write down figures for you. The money was always there.
It reminds me of a story Lucy Wiedemeyer shares, a true story. Where we won't go into the history of Charlie and Lucy, but they had enormous financial needs. And so she's sitting at her desk one night, totaling her bills owed. And she just swept them off onto the floor and said, Lord, I don't have the money. I can't do this. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I need help. And the very next day, a check came in the mail to the penny of exactly what those bills totaled. So there are just times when you can't explain. It's the Lord.
Yeah, and I can't even tell you I got a check in the mail for so much. I can't even tell you that because, no, that didn't really happen. The money was just always there. Mm. I mean, I'm good at saving money. Now, I will be the first one to tell you that. I am good at that. But it was always there. And my kids did not want for anything.
How long was it before TBN took over?
They took over in July of 2000.
Okay, so 3 years kind of into your job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you feel the Lord?
No, 1 year. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. A little over a year. Sorry.
How do you feel the Lord prepared you for that step of faith and then, therefore, this season of your life? What took place before that leading up to this?
Wow, that is a huge question. First of all, you know, just off the surface, definitely I was in management and then I did have that question when they did ask me to take over. You know, can I do this? I've never been in television before. I never wanted to be in television, you know, and I had my doubts. And the person that had come down from the corporate office said, we know you can do this. And I was thinking, wow, how do you know if I don't even know? Mm-hmm. You know? So, but I think the bottom line is, you know, a dedication to the Lord and a lot of prayer. Mm-hmm. And I think I've seen this time and time again through my life. When the Lord knows your heart and knows what you want to do and where your heart is and all of that, he doesn't let you miss it. Despite your own self, you know, because
obviously.
I tried, you know, I tried. And he just doesn't.
How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Well, he's always been there. You know, I was in praise and worship group for a time too. And I'll take you back a little bit to when I, you know, I grew up Catholic. I always had a relationship with the Lord, but I strayed and I, you know, started to get desensitized, as you said in the beginning. You know, I became desensitized at some point going through a lot of trials and tribulations and, you know, always talked to God when I needed to. So he's convenient, that he became convenient, right? And but yet he was still always there. And so I just would praise and worship. And when I did come back full force, never to turn back in 1997, it was the praise and worship that got to me. I would hear the praise and worship and I would be driving in my car, putting it on KIM and tears would just come down my face, and I'd be driving to work and I can't do this now. I'm going to work. I'm going to mess up my face.
Cheryl, Danny can't relate to that, but I can.
Yeah. Cheryl, in 1997, mm-hmm. what brought about the need for this time of just the depth of worship that you experienced? What went on at that season in your life?
Well, I guess leading up to that, you know, I had gone through a divorce. There was domestic violence involved. So I was left with two very young children. My sons were 3 and 5 at the time. And that was about 90, 91. And so from there to about 97, I had just gone through a time of being desensitized and probably because of hurt. Yeah, I was so hurt. When you're raised Catholic, you believe, I was raised to believe that divorce is a sin and never, it is, but there are circumstances, but, you know, and you never get divorced. So I felt like I was ostracized because of that. Therefore, I was hurt. Even my own family had, you know, expressed that to me too. And so I was hurt from that end too. And then I started just hanging with the wrong friends and, you know, having a good time. And I was using my musical gift at the karaoke bars. So I was just making a bunch of wrong choices. And it was a New Year's Eve that I was at a friend's house, and there were a lot of people there. And I had done some things. I just acted things that just wasn't my character. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't too proud of that. And the next morning, I said to myself, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. What kind of example am I being to my kids and all of this? And I had remembered that a while when I was little, there was a priest that came to the HIC at the time, and he operated in the gifts of miracles. I don't remember his name, but I remember my father taking us, and I remember just being mesmerized by watching people get healed. And I always remember that in my mind. And so as I was still going to church every Sunday, I would see in the bulletin that there was a charismatic group at the Catholic Church. And this priest that had come way back when, I knew they used that same word with, they used charismatic. So that resonated with me. And so I always would see that in the bulletin, and I thought, oh, one day I'll check it out. One day I'll check it out. Well, now I had come to the end of myself and remembered that and decided it's time. You know, I think I'm going to go check that out. So that is another interesting story, as this is January of 97. And I said, okay, I'm going to start the new year off right. I'm going to go check out this group. I saw the date, and I was going to go attend this meeting.
Well, let's go to that when we come back. Mm. What was that meeting like? You know, Cheryl, today somebody may, when you said that, well, I was at this party, karaoke, and, you know, just out of character. And it happens. It mm-hmm. happens. In one way or another, we can relate with that and what comes as a result of that. Dear one, I mean, hey, look, maybe you're at a place where you recall saying things, thinking things, but more than thinking, you did some things or you said some things that you said, wow, that's really not. That has got to stop. Just like Cheryl Whitbeck said, that has got to stop. And it becomes really a turning point in life because you're cognizant now of it. Not only that, not only you are aware of it, but there's a conviction in your heart saying, I can't live my life like that anymore. And in that moment, I think it's sort of like how Jesus tells a story about the prodigal son comes to his senses. Maybe it's people praying for you, but God answers and you come to your senses. It is a turning point for good. Cheryl Whitbeck will share more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Trinity Broadcasting Network. Trinity Broadcasting. You can find out more at tbn.org. Cheryl Whitbeck is the station manager of Trinity Broadcasting here in Hawaii. Again, tbn.org. Before our break, Cheryl was sharing about, she went to an event when she was young. A charismatic Catholic priest had a healing ministry. It left such an indelible impression. A critical time in her life when she was going through some struggles and had made a decision to turn her life over to Christ. She remembered this. Growing up Catholic, she remembered about the charismatic Catholic. Well, here's a group that she was going to be a part of, but we'll let her share with us. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Cheryl Whitbeck, what happened there?
Well, I was very much looking forward to going. And so they met once a week. It was a prayer group. They met once a week. And so finally, the night that I was supposed to go came, and I was so excited to go, and I got ready. I got ready, I got in the car, and I sat behind the steering wheel, and something told me, no, you don't need to go. That's new people. You don't know anybody, you know, and all of this. And I said, oh, okay, maybe not. I went back in the house, changed my clothes. And after a while, I heard, you've been looking forward to this. You've been so looking forward to this. Why are you not going to go? And I'm struggling with this back and forth. I must have changed my clothes three or four times going back and forth to the car and back.
Wow.
Seriously. Wow. And of course, now I look back and I know what that was. That was just the enemy preventing me from my future.
Yes.
it's like she had a... The red devil with the pitchfork on one shoulder and the angel on the other side.
Exactly.
With the halo.
Literally.
And back and forth.
Literally. That's exactly what it was. And I look back and it was so funny, but at the time, that was crazy. So, long story short, I did go. And then I'm going, the Lord won.
Yay.
And so I went. I didn't know what to expect. It was a very small group in a, big church. And I went in sheepishly. I hid behind a pillar. And I kind of stayed in a pew in the back behind the pillar like all good Catholics do.
There but hidden, right?
Right, right. And they started singing. And as they started singing, with guitars and ukuleles and all of this, and which wasn't usual, you're used to the choir from the Catholic Church and that kind of thing. So that was new to me. And And the words were up on the screen. And as I looked at the words, they spoke to me and tears just streamed down my face. It just kept streaming down my face. I'm trying to wipe it because I don't want to be embarrassed. Who are these people going to think? What in the world's wrong with her? She's here crying. And, you know, and they don't know me and I don't know them. And I was ashamed. And I'm trying to hide behind this pillar. And this big man, big local man, saw me, I guess, and he came up to me and he gave me the biggest hug, and I just broke. I just broke. And it's so, you know, if he didn't, I probably would have snuck out at some point, I'm guessing, you know. But once I was discovered, I couldn't leave, right? And he drew me more up in the front, and luckily it was a small group. You know, so I didn't feel too intimidated. And after that, I just kept going. I couldn't stop. I had to be there when that doors opened for that prayer group every, I think it was Wednesday night or whatever. I had to be there. I had to be there every night. Yep.
Oh, I'm just so touched by it, because the spiritual battle that we're just too many of us so unaware of, and you're just so picturesquely showing it to us. And the wonderful news is that the Lord won out, just exactly what you said. And what kind of an impact has that had on you now in the last 12 or so years?
Oh yeah, more like 20. very much so. And from there I joined the music ministry eventually and got my children involved. My children play music too. And so music was a thing that always ministered to me, you know, yes. Because I was out in the world doing music and, you know, and now what? I could do it in the church, you know, and it didn't have to be the old hymns, too, you know, so that really ministered to me.
What worship songs, you know, you talked about the riding in the car or hearing worship songs that ministered to you. Anyone that really stands out that you remember that especially so touched you?
You know, I not right at this moment, but I can tell you one of the groups that comes to mind is Point of Grace. You know, especially those. And even Naleo, you know, the what is the song about the wings? I can't think of
it. Oh, I can hear it.
Flying with Angels. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, that one too, that because I love local music, you know. Mm-hmm. And but music, that was what really did it to me. When I found out that I could do music in the church, like I was doing outside, but, you know, this was for God now, that really turned me around.
That's an interesting and very important aspect of using the gifts redeeming the gifts that God has given us, that we might be using elsewhere, or could be using elsewhere, but using it for the purpose of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as I was listening to Cheryl, I was hearing music, 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 and now you're explaining. Certainly that was a priceless gift that Christ gave you.
Okay, so you kept going back. Then you joined the music, ministry. What was the Lord doing in your heart during that
time? Especially when I tell you I was driving and I was crying, and any time Christian music came on the radio, anytime I heard it, tears would just come. And so finally I had asked someone at the prayer group, why am I going to keep crying every time I hear a song? You know, what is wrong with me? And they told me, I'll never forget. They said, you know what? The Lord is cleaning your heart. He's just cleaning out your heart. And so, you know, it's not going to be forever. You know, and so I'd say for me, it lasted probably a good 3 months at least, you know, that I just could not stop the waterworks, you know.
That is a precious message to our listeners. I thought you were going to say Psalm 56, the Lord bottles our tears, but he was cleaning your heart. Mm-hmm. I love that, because
created,
I think,
me a clean heart.
There are a lot of listeners that's going to resonate with today. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, so he washed me pick me up, wash me clean, and put me back up.
In your position now, as station manager at Trinity Broadcasting, what, Cheryl, what are you most passionate about?
Passionate about, you know, I'm passionate about souls. I'm passionate about getting the message out. And I know that different people need to hear the message in different ways. Not everybody accepts it the same across the board. You know, whether it's through music, whether it's through a sermon, whether it's through somebody's personal testimony and all of that. And so I'm passionate about keeping an open mind to how people minister to other people. And I've been so privileged in my position to meet so many different people and ministry people from around the world, and being able to allow them to have a platform to minister. And, you know, we never know. That's the one thing. We never know who we're touching and how we're touching them, but you just got to keep doing it. We just got to keep doing it because somebody out there is being touched, and, you know, we just put out the word, and it's for the Lord to water and plant and all of that, right? So even when you don't hear, you don't have feedback, you just got to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl Whitbeck, station manager, Trinity Broadcasting. Cheryl really has been taken through a lot by the grace of God. And I think the power of a story is just that the life of Christ is declared through the life of someone who knows Him, mm-hmm, and who's experienced His love and His grace. So I ask you today, dear friend, has your life experienced the person of Jesus Christ? Have you met Him as your friend? Do you know Him? I mean, we could know about Him. We could know a lot about people. We could admire people from afar. But do we know them? Not only do we know them, but do they know us? Well, I can say the Lord loves you and He knows you. And Cheryl Whitbeck is here. She loves souls. She'd like for you to know the Lord too. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, it's nothing like a jolt or an infusion. Maybe that's a better word. An infusion of encouragement. It's like taking a cool drink, and well, an ice cold drink on a very hot day, and it refreshes you. Maybe like jumping in a very cool swimming pool on the hottest day of the year, and you come up and your water's all over you, and you just kind of shake your head, and it splashes around, and you realize that you're refreshed. Cheryl Whitbeck refreshing us today here at the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer. Cheryl sharing heart to heart with you, amazing story of what God has done. And she's now the station manager at Trinity Broadcasting in Hawaii. You can find out more about Trinity Broadcasting, tbn.org. Cheryl, what would you say to someone who today is going through their own challenge, their own difficult time of desensitization of life because of the circumstances surrounding them?
I'd say stop, take a breath, take a minute, remember who created you and what he created you to do, and, you know, open your Bible and read. One thing, if I can just mention shortly, before I finally, you know, came to the Lord, no turning back, as they say, I had a friend that had given me years, this is probably at least 3 years prior, had given me a copy of the Our Daily Bread. And I took it and I just put it on my headboard from my bed. Never looked at it now. 3 years. When I came to the Lord, one day I saw it. I must have been maybe cleaning my headboard off or something. I read a lot, so I had books and everything there. And I saw it. And so I opened it up, and it opened up to the exact day that day was, but 3 years earlier. And I said, okay, this is not a coincidence. And so I started reading the Daily Bread every day after that, because there was just no way that usually would happen, you know. And and then to know that 3 years earlier, that was a seed she planted in my life, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would just say read and search him out, because he's everywhere and he's in everything. And, you know, you go through what you think is fun, and that's not fun. When you come to know him and you serve him, then you'll know what real fun is and real life and real living is.
What is your favorite scripture?
Wow. There's a bunch going to my mind right now. I'll tell you my favorite verse, favorite passage is Isaiah 54. Mm. The Lord gave me, when I was going through all of this, and when I came back to him, he gave me Isaiah 54. And I would, even to today, I read that, you know, whenever I just want to feel his love, I just read that. And I used to pray also the prayer of Jabez every day too.
Isaiah 54 really does, it may resonate to you, dear one, today as you hear, sing, a barren woman, mm-hmm. You who never bore a child, burst into song. Mm-hmm. Shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in there. Desolate cities, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame.
Mm-hmm.
Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. Mm. What is it about that, Cheryl, that resonates with you?
Well, I think at the time, too, the part where it says do not be ashamed. Because, you know, there's a lot in my life that I was thinking that, you know, I was feeling ashamed about. You know, I think we all beat ourselves up worse than anyone. And so that part of the scripture really resonated with me. And then the promise that he says, you know, when he says to enlarge your tent, you can have so much more. He's telling you, you can have so much more. Why are you settling for this little bit that, you know, you think you're happy with? Let him do it for you and you have so much more.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Just in light of your story, the enlarging the place of your tent, I think the application, Suzanne, is that we are open to change, mm-hmm. open to a transition in life that could lead to a breakthrough. And interestingly, I'm just thinking back, Cheryl, the breakthrough may come at $9.50 an hour.
Yes.
And it might not make sense. It might not fit the financial plan. But because even though it doesn't, the Lord clearly lets you know that this is what you need to do next.
And enlarging your tent, TBN ministers to millions of people. So that's a pretty awesome tent.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
Oh, no, and I didn't even realize the scope or what I was getting into when I, like I said, you know, when I first got in there. I did not realize.
Well, because it was owned by another organization, right? It got bought out later. So again, you got involved in a way that no one could have foreseen. You couldn't have foreseen. And the Lord certainly didn't reveal. He didn't say, Cheryl, if you do this now, I'm going to do this specific,
manager,
this specific thing later on.
Right.
Because you had to go through several things in the process to become, quote unquote, qualified to do what you're doing. But in that next step of faith, you did it.
Are we hearing a little bit about trust and obey?
A lot.
and the simplicity of that.
Yes.
It's simple, and yet it has a profound impact on our lives. When we ask the Lord to enlarge the place of our tent.
And she had been praying. We mustn't lose sight of the fact that 6 months before this, she had been praying. Mm-hmm. There's so much power in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and since you mentioned prayer, Suzanne, Cheryl, well, someone today may say, well, what about me? I'd like to enlarge the place of my tent, or my family, enlarge the place, the tent of my family. I'm willing to do as the Lord leads, or if I'm not willing, I'm willing to let the Lord make me willing in the process. Cheryl Whitbeck, could you lead in a prayer as we begin to close our show?
Yes. Father God, I just pray that anybody and everybody who's listening to this show today, Lord, that you touch their hearts, that you touch their minds, and that you touch their eyes and their ears to be open to the things that you are putting in front of them, Lord. Let them not lean on their own understanding, and in all their ways to follow you, Lord. Let them trust and let them obey, Father, that even though they can't see, that they will just move ahead with what you've told them to do, Lord, and you will take care of the rest. So I just thank you, Lord, for their open hearts and minds and their willingness, Lord, to follow you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Cheryl, as you look ahead for Trinity in the islands, what vision do you have?
Well, we're going through some transition right now, and I'm very optimistic as to what's going to happen in the future. At this point, I'm not exactly sure, but, you know, Hawaii is a gateway, and I'm hoping that they will recognize that and that we will take a greater role in the community. I do see that we have been doing that. We're trying to participate more in community outreaches and things like that. So just seeing where Matt Crouch is now the new owner, and so we are looking to see what his vision is as he conveys it to us and how we can go from there.
Well, there's an incredible power in media, broadcasting to large amounts of people, as you alluded to earlier, Suzanne. But at the same time, when people hear or see the program, it becomes all so personal. Mm-hmm. And that's what you've done today, Cheryl. Well, I understand as station manager, you're overseeing a lot of programming. And today, perhaps it's a bit different in that you have been used by the Lord as the feature. Mm-hmm. And really, I'm glad you are that and have been willing to do that, because your story has such redemptive grace and quality. And the way that you've expressed has not only touched my heart, but I believe it's touching the hearts of our listeners. So, Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Thank you, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm. Dear friend, I hope you've been touched by Cheryl Whitbeck's story, even as we have. I believe you have as well. Go to tbn.org and you can find out more about her, TBN, and the worldwide outreach of Trinity Broadcasting. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, as we always encourage you to make that decision right now. And if you haven't done so, go ahead and share the gospel with a friend and open your heart, dear one, to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehoy.com. Click partners if you'd like to make a donation. Psalm 149, verse 4, for the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Cheryl Whitbeck. Again, find out more at tbn.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.